So obviously the church was disappointed, if I can say so, because the referendum, the divorce referendum, has passed. And it has passed, we have to say it, that one-third of those who had the right to vote did not gather their vote. A third, approximately, were in favor of the introduction of divorce in our island. And another third was against the introduction of divorce. But the result was that approximately 52% were in favor, and 46%, which is a difference of 6%, were against the introduction of divorce. Now, obviously, the results have to pass to the political stage, where these results will then be analyzed, etc.
What about the Christian route in Malta? How it influenced the result, and what about the family in Malta?
No, I think as yet, marriage in Malta is still in the majority. It is still strong in itself. In fact, according to national statistics, about 7% of the married population, of married people, are in a state of separation. So it is still very strong. But obviously, even these people, they have to live it in this secularized world in which we live, with all the messages that many times are against the culture which promotes marriage. In fact, sometimes I mention to the people that we have to acquire the marriage as a value. A value, it means that it has to be promoted and it has to be defended. And so I think that after this result, there are reflections which the church itself has to make about its preparation in the context of marriage and the family. It has to see how, because we already have a preparation for those who will be getting married in the church, so that this preparation will be more adequate to the times that we live in. And we've got to make a reflection even on the whole pastoral action of the church, trying to help married couples, especially those at the beginning of their married life. And I think so we have to coordinate the many groups that are over here. In the context of society, we have tried to also, to even in this reflection, I think that society, because even those who were in divorce always proposed divorce in the context of their being all in favor of stable marriages and the family. And so I think even the state has to make a reflection, because it is all to the benefit of the people if marriages are stable, if families are stable, for the couple themselves, for the children. And so we are proposing even that the state take upon itself the to help even those who will be married with civil marriages. And this is what we are proposing. This is a time for reflection. This is a time for purification. This is a time, I think, we're approaching Pentecost at the time, to ask the Holy Spirit, as he did to the first primitive church, to see what is the kind of church, what is the action of the church that he is proposing today in our society, which has to be different from that of 30, 40 years ago, because that model of church and society does not exist anymore.